Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Cassie, talk about the universe working in a not mysterious, but in a magical way to out this man's infidelity.
This, I could not imagine being this woman. And I can't find the original source of the video for credit, but it's all over TikTok. A woman who is a DoorDash driver went to make a food delivery like normal. And who opens the door? Her husband. And it's not their house.
Could you imagine?
We have the audio.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
You're meant to be in London. This is the business trip. Are you for real? Is this real? Is this a joke? Is this a joke? Adam! Well, say something for God's sake! What are you doing here? Let me see who you are. Who are you?
Adam, what's the shouting?
I'm his missus, is what the shouting is.
What?
I'm his missus. Yes.
Your missus delivery driver.
Are you really doing that? Are you for real? We live together. We live together and have lived together for about 3 years now. And he told me that you have a business trip. And I'm just kidding. I'm not joking. You have to be with you.
She wants that.
You pig!
You're still here.
Good. And you're not coming home.
Where can I go then?
You can go to the gutter where you belong, you filthy pig.
Nice.
She had a comeback like that. I mean, watching that video, here she is just, you know, door dashing like she always does. Hits, you know, she's there at the Ring camera, hits the Ring camera, the door opens, and there's her man standing there in a strange woman's apartment as she's delivering food to that apartment, and that's how he got busted.
The universe wanted him to be caught. Wow, what are the chances?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what are the odds? And then also, he has to be pretty stupid, because if you know your wife does door dashing like as her job or on the side, and if you are in the vicinity of where you live, knowing, and then you and your side chick order food from DoorDash, you kind of deserved it.
Yeah, they got like 4 other competitors. I wouldn't even use DoorDash.
Right?
I would use any of the other people.
Something.
Yes.
Postmates, Uber Eats.
Any one of them.
I don't know. Walk to a restaurant and get your own damn food. Oh, but that was just...
Well, the audacity when he tries to be like, Mrs. Delivery Driver.
Oh,
come on. What I love, though, is that the quote-unquote side piece immediate was like, you're not staying here. Like, 1,000% immediately believed her and was like, get out. And then he's like, well, where am I going to go? Should have thought about that before you started cheating, saying you were on a business trip to London.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now through the first round, and we are at the scary 16 of our busted baby bracket. Pull up the bracket, which is at theburtshow.com, because I know we all picked a favorite to see if our favorite advanced to the scary 16. I am looking right now. I am proud to say matchup number 8, my baby number 29, is still in the running.
Baby 29.
Yes, that's my sweet little melted gummy bear.
Yeah.
And you can tell, like, this is a baby that's like, it's right out the hoo-ha. It's got that little hospital beanie on, and I would love to see an after picture, because I think that one just got a little smoosh coming out the birth canal. All right, Mose, is you're still in it?
I think my original pick was baby 6.
Yeah.
So baby number 6 is officially still in it.
Nice.
Up against baby number 8. It's going to be a good one, but I still think baby number 6 got it.
Oh. Baby number 8's like the grumpy cat. Or am I thinking of a... Oh, no. Baby number 4 is the grumpy cat. Baby number 4 is still in the running. My fave, baby number 15 with the buck teeth.
Chipmunk is still in the game. Cassie, I can't remember. Did you pick a favorite or not?
I did. It was number 4. The one who looks like he'll cut you or they'll cut you in a dark alley and take all your money.
So all of our babies.
All of our babies
still in the running. All right.
No upsets.
No upsets.
I don't know. I'm pretty upset looking at this.
All right. So yeah. So our busted baby bracket, you all supplied us with your
aesthetically challenged.
That's what Bert's been saying. Your aesthetically challenged babies. So if you would like to see who has advanced from the first round into the scary 16, and then if you would like to vote who's going to move on to, what are we calling the 8?
Ugly 8.
The ugly 8? To see who advances to the ugly 8. Yeah, you definitely need to go and vote. I am not disappointed at all. I think those who deserved to advance... advanced.
Absolutely.
You know, we do have one upset.
We do.
It was one of Mo's favorites. It was the baby that looks like he saw his reflection and was like,
Karate
Chop Baby got kicked out.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I guess they all can't be winners.
The Bert Show.